Hey, here's another one. It's all about fear. What does fear have to do with the Christian faith? Your faith in Christ. Yet fear can be a snare. Fear can cripple. Fear can keep our mouths shut. Fear can silence our prayers. Fear can cause the believers in Christ, well, to suppress the most powerful, the most healing, the most incredible good news the world will ever, ever here. It is about Christ. Yes, the world, fallen world, is in opposition. Yes, the flesh, the old sin nature, wouldn't want it. And the devil himself will fight. Well, that's the bad news. But the good news is, if God be for us, who can be against us? If the good news is that God Almighty has pledged his presence and power and might and is going to lead and to guide, well, then we've got to embrace Almighty God, Almighty Jesus Christ. How do you do this? Even today, in one simple daily devotion, how do you trample fear? How do you deal with the issues of fear? I'm going to tell you right now that believers that are crippled by fear, they are not witnesses for Christ. They can't win somebody to Jesus. Many times fear can keep people from using their spiritual gifts. Fear can keep individuals from praying the bold, strong prayers that need to be prayed. Fear can cripple us and say, don't get involved with spiritual warfare or deliverance or dealing with the enemy. And the fear continues to lie. The fear continues to cripple. And the fear continues to take precedence. Aren't you sick of it? Aren't you sick of the fear? Aren't you tired of the fear that suppresses? It's like from the inside out, we need to break this shell of fear. And I'm going to tell you right now that we need to stand and say in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the spirit of fear. We are not going to be crippled by fear. We're not going to cower in fear. God Almighty is in me. God Almighty is with me. And I love again Joshua 1:9. Joshua 1:9, when God says, have I not commanded you? You know, be strong, be courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now, let me tell you something. Getting rid of fear doesn't have to be a long 10-year process. I believe there's an ability to stand up in Christ, yield to the Spirit of God, launching out in obedience to the Word of God, and deciding to trample, rid ourselves, throw out the crippling power of fear. Now, two things. Number one, choose Christ. Choose to stand. Decide that you will stand for Jesus, be yielded to Christ, and expect the Spirit of God to bring a liberating presence from within and upon. Number two, choose to obey the Word of God and step out on it. That's an act of faith. God will be with you. God is with you. And I would pray that God would break any spirit of fear in the name of Jesus over you right now. And I would pray that you would stand and decide not just to have other people pray for you, but for you to stand and pray, Lord, I will not be crippled by fear. I will not cower down. I will not hide, you know, or put this light under a basket. I want to stand as light to the world in Christ. Can you do something? Let's ask the Spirit of God. Let's decide right now and identify what it is we are fearing. Is it fear of rejection? Will we not risk being rejected? And instead of the fear of rejection, have a great concern whether a person will ever make it to heaven or not. I mean, will not the power, the mission, the person of Jesus Christ become the precedent in our life? Not fear. Not fear of rejection. We must make a determination. Well, let me say it this way. Let's talk about identifying fear, confronting fear and throwing fear to the ground. I mean, it's all about embracing Jesus, opening up to the Spirit of God, obeying the Word of God, stepping out. There's a progressive growing and getting stronger and bolder. There's that sense of dynamic work of the Spirit of God that brings, at some points, instant liberation. It's when we do the will of God that we experience the manifest presence and power of God. And guess what? There's no question that that makes us bolder and stronger, as we said the day before. But I think at times when God says to people like Joshua, a verse that so many believers know, God commands, be strong, be courageous. When you stand and decide, I'm going to be strong for the Lord, I'm going to be courageous for the Lord, and you start, a decision is made to yield and cooperate with what the Spirit of God wants. And God commands, be strong and courageous. Then he says, do not be discouraged. Do not be terrified. I'm going to say that one way to trample, throw out, and rid fear from our lives is to make a determination to obey God. God says, don't. I'm going to tell you right now, you do have the ability to stand up and say, you know what? No more discouragement. It only gives room to the devil. No more discouragement. I can't hear God when I'm discouraged. No more discouragement. I'm not going to cave in to the discouragement any longer. I'm going to decide, praise God, look to the Lord, wait on the Lord, pray. I will not let discouragement cripple my development in Christ, cripple my witness or my service for Jesus Christ. God says, don't be discouraged. Don't be terrified. I've heard people say again and again when they're going to get on stage to sing, or they're going to get on stage to witness, they're going to go out and do something for Christ. I'm terrified. Okay, confront it. I'm glad you identified it, but now confront it and get ready to say, you know what? I'm throwing this to the ground. I will stand for Jesus Christ. I will believe the Word of God. That's the development of boldness, as we did yesterday. But in the midst of that development, in identifying fear of rejection, fear, I don't have enough knowledge, fear, I don't know how to do this witnessing or ministering, you got to start somewhere. And you got to know that when you start praying and praying boldly and praying in public, praying among prayer groups, you'll do better and better and get stronger and stronger. But you've got to make a choice somewhere along the line. As God would say, don't be discouraged. Don't be terrified. Trust that God, Philippians 1:6, who began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion to the day of Christ. God has a way of taking all this weakness, and as you launch out in faith, that's what we're talking about here. Believing God enough to identify fear, confront fear, and then throw it out. Decide, I'm not going to stand here afraid any longer. And as you act in obedience to God, and as the Spirit of God does His faithful work in and through you, and as you experience the manifest presence of Jesus, oh, you're going to grow bolder. You're going to be liberated. You're going to be somebody that it seems like the world, the flesh, and the devil can't stop or shut up. Oh, dear believer, may God breathe on you the spirit of the radiance, freedom of Jesus Christ. Decide to crack the barrier of fear. Confront it. Throw it to the ground like a dirty garment. Decide that you're not going to wear it any longer. You see, God has not given you the spirit of fear. Remember that in Timothy chapter 1? God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's what God has given you. And so as you throw down fear and throw out fear and step out in faith, you will crack and break through, because God didn't give you that spirit of fear. It's not of God. God has given you the spirit of power, of love, of a sound mind and orderly, disciplined life and mind. And walking in the spirit of grace and of power will manifest the dunamis, the power of God, the love of God. Doesn't it tell us in the book of 1 John that perfect love drives out fear? How do you get to experience and develop that kind of fullness of love? Well, 1 John chapter 2 tells us that anyone who obeys the word of God will be made full or complete in love, will be filled with and live out in the love of God. So again, we come back. Christ is Lord. Take up the cross and follow him. Yield to the Spirit of God. Obey the word of God. Learn more of it. And there is, without question, the sovereign and providential development of this dynamic life in Christ that's been planted in you. Oh, it's there. It's waiting to break through. And as you yield, as you believe, as you step out, and as you decide, I will not be crippled, stifled, silenced. Instead, I identify fear. I confront it. And by the grace, enablement, and power of God, I will throw this fear to the ground. God says, don't be terrified. So I won't. I'm not going to be. And dear believer, expect the breath of God and the sense of the fire of the Spirit of Jesus to build, saturate, clothe. Oh, I'm going to tell you again in these last days to make you unstoppable. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Blessings, my brother and sister.